This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. The flurry of announcements in recent weeks about Olympic sporting events being hosted in communities around the state appears to have done little so far to change attitudes about bringing the 2024 Summer Olympic Games to Boston. The U.S. Olympic Committee and the local organizing group, Boston 2024, want increased support ahead of the September deadline for the USOC to submit its pick for a U.S. host city to the International Olympic Committee. But a new WBUR poll out this morning shows no major changes in opinion about the Summer Games. We'll have reaction from Boston 2024 in a few minutes, but first, here's WBUR reporter Kurt Nickisch on the new numbers.
Statewide, 42% of those surveyed say they support hosting the Games in the Boston area. That's up from 39% last month.
Statewide, support looks relatively similar to what we saw in June.
That's Steve Cazella with Mass Inc. Polling Group, which conducted the survey of registered voters for WBUR. It has a margin of error of 4.4%. The poll also shows that within Greater Boston, 40% of respondents support hosting the Olympics. That's the same as when WBUR polled the same area in April.
It doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of movement right now, but sometimes these very small movements are evidence of the beginning of a trend.
A trend is what the U.S. Olympic Committee is looking for.
We obviously want to see a positive trend, and the sooner the better.
That was USOC Chair Larry Probst after a board meeting last week.
Obviously, we'd like to see it get over 50% relatively soon.
This latest WBOR poll was conducted earlier this week. It came after Boston 2024 released its revised plan for hosting the Games, called Bid 2.0. It spells out new financial details and specifics about the Olympic Stadium development at Wadette Circle and the Athlete Village at Columbia Point. Statewide, 37% of those surveyed say they followed the news about the revised proposal very or somewhat closely. In the Boston area, 54% say Bid 2.0 makes no difference in their inclination to support or oppose the Boston Olympics. Here's pollster Cazella again.
So if they were hoping that Bid 2.0 was going to change a lot of minds, there's a lot of people who just don't know about it and don't even know what happened.
But minds can still be changed. The WBUR poll shows that of those statewide respondents with an opinion on one side or the other, 44% say they're open to it.
There's a big chunk of opponents that say that they'd be willing to change their mind that could potentially offer a path for Boston 2024 and Olympic proponents to move the numbers to where they need to be.
Still, to move the numbers to where they need to be, Olympics boosters face some issues. The WBUR poll shows that within Greater Boston, 60% of respondents oppose the Bid 2.0 measure that would give tax breaks to developers for preparing the site of the Olympic Stadium. Gazella says a similar number opposed traffic lanes, specially designed for Olympics athletes, media, and officials.
The problem Boston 2024 faces is that they're essentially racing against time.
The U.S. Olympic Committee faces a mid-September deadline to submit a bid to the International Olympic Committee.
So there's not a lot of time to get the poll numbers up to where the USOC can have confidence that the numbers are headed in the right direction in time for this decision.
A decision that would put Boston in competition with Paris, Rome, Hamburg, and Budapest to host the 2024 Summer Olympic Games. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.